thank God every day for turning the lights on.
Amen.
For Miss Sharon Withers. I thank him every day for turning the lights on. And a reason why I say thank him for turning the lights on is because the title of my message today is Eyes Wide Shut.
Come on, talk about it.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Come on, about it.
Now see, I didn't know what that meant myself. But when you start going through, and when you start experiencing life,
come on,
and when you start experiencing people,
come on,
that lie to you,
come
when
on,
you start experiencing people that do you wrong,
come on,
when you start experiencing people that try to talk about you and talk out your name and try to make you be something your mama don't even know you to be, and it works with you.
Yes.
And it took me a long time to stop being angry.
My Lord.
Because people have mistreated me.
Jesus.
It took me a while to stop being angry because I didn't know some things.
Amen.
But until my eyes was open.
Jesus.
See, when you're in a dark place, somebody's got to cut the light on for you.
Yeah.
And I don't know about y'all, but in my house, when I cut the light on, it go click. Okay?
Yeah, you know.
So as your light come on in this service today, I want you to go click. All right. So I'm going to come to you today from Psalms 91.
Come on.
Because if you're in the dark, if you've been feeling depressed,
come on.
If you've been feeling angry,
uh-huh.
If you don't know who you are,
mm-hmm.
If you've been wanting to take the life that you didn't give yourself,
come on.
If you have absolutely no power right now, I'm getting ready to give you a song that should help the lights come on.
Yes.
Click.
Okay.
There it is.
All right.
Amen.
Psalm 91. Everybody got it?
Amen.
He that dwells,
yes, ma'am,
in the secret place,
there
you go, of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute now. Y'all know that dwells means to live.
Mm-hmm.
How many times anybody like me in the dark, only time I call on the Lord is when I was getting ready to be in an accident. I saw it coming. The only time I call on the Lord is when the love of my life left me.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Still in the dark, right? Only time I'm going to call on God is when I'm in some trouble.
Uh-huh.
Say but it. This first verse says, come on now, he that dwells, i.e. lives, in the secret place of the Most High,
come on.
Abide means to be there, to stay.
That's it.
Under the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress.
Come on, here.
How many times when we didn't know where to turn,
you better
when
pray.
We was in the dark? How many times you didn't know who to call when you was in the dark?
Come on.
Number two says, I will say of the Lord,
come on.
He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I trust. Click.
All right. Amen.
Come on.
Click. Amen.
That should have been a click for somebody. Because you need to know where to go when you need some refuge.
Yes.
You need to know where to go when you need a fortress.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody's ever seen a fortress, but a fortress has a high wall around it.
Come on.
Where not just anybody can come in.
Yeah.
Not just anybody can poke through the doors. So when you need refuge, I want you to know that you have to trust in God. Let me continue on. I won't be before you long. Surely he will deliver you from the snare. Now in King James Version it says snare. In the New Living Translation, it says traps. Has anybody ever been in a trap?
Come on.
If you don't know, let me help you.
My Lord.
Let me help you.
Come on.
Cigarettes is a trap.
Hey, come on.
Let me help you.
Come
You're
on,
still
man.
In the dark. Cigarettes is a trap.
Say it.
Pornography. is a trap.
All right.
Let me tell you something else that is a trap. Putting others before yourself.
Trap.
Uh-oh. Trap.
Click.
Uh-oh, I got a click, click. Click, click. Somebody say click, click,
click.
The lights done came on. The lights came on. Let me tell you what else is a trap. When you are looking for adoration from others and not from your God.
Click,
click. Click, click. Okay, good. All right, let me keep it moving. I'll tell you, listen. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His trust shall be your shield and buckler. Now, a buckler is a small shield that you wear on your arm, but it shall be your shield and your buckler. Now, how many times did you need protection and nobody was there to protect you? How many times when you needed somebody to go before you and be in the gap for you, and you couldn't be there for yourself? How many times when we're in the dark, we don't know where to go? But God is saying to you, surely,
my God,
surely he will deliver you from the traps. Click.
Surely, yes.
He shall cover you with his feathers and his wings, and shall you trust his trust shall be your shield and your buckler. Mm-hmm. You shall not be afraid of those night terrors. Anybody ever couldn't sleep?
God.
Come on,
Lord.
Anybody ever
Come
just
on.
Wake up out the dream sweat? Because you just can't absolutely, you done had a bad dream, like that dream is about to take you out of here. You thought
My
it was
God.
True. You thought that dream was real.
My God.
It says, you shall not be afraid of the night terrors, nor from the arrows that fly by day. Now, I don't know about anybody else up in here, but if you have been attacked by coworkers,
come on.
If they talking about you behind your back to your boss and trying to set you up to get you out, anybody up in there?
My God.
Click. Okay, thank you. Absolutely. But God said, you don't have to be afraid. You do not have to be afraid.
Amen.
Now, let's move on. Now, listen to this now, because we're dealing with this right now. Nor for the pestilence.
Pestilence.
Now, if you don't know what that word is, I did not look it up. What? If you don't know something, do what?
Look it up.
It says fatal disease.
Yes.
Anybody been dealing with COVID?
Amen.
Has anybody had COVID?
Come on.
Has anybody had anybody that has had COVID?
Yes.
Well, it says, nor for the pestilence, i.e. fatal disease, mm-hmm. that walks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes of noonday.
My God.
A thousand shall fall at your side. Mm-hmm. Did anybody on the news see all of those dead bodies in those tractor trailers that died from COVID?
My God.
Did you see that?
My God.
And 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. I know you're not dead from COVID because I'm looking at you.
Uh-huh.
Sit.
Click. All right. Only, now listen to this right here. I'm gonna talk a little slow. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Eyes wide shut. Eyes wide shut. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, which is the state of living in a particular place. Where are you living today? This is how you know if you're in the dark. Are you living in guilt? Are you living in depression? Are you living in a place where you don't have any hope? Hopeless place. There's nothing worse than a hopeless, lonely place that's dark. This Psalms 91 is telling you something. It's helping you cut the light on to who you should be looking for your refuge.
Right.
There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. And that's the place where you live, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't know about y'all, but I'm from the old school. Y'all heard about that blood over you?
Yeah.
Over you, so you can protect your house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we are covered under the blood.
Amen.
See, the problem is you thought you were nothing. You thought you were nobody. But I'm going to tell you something about the God we serve. He could have made you a snake,
come on,
a rat,
come on,
or a roach.
Say it.
But he didn't.
Come on now.
He made you,
come on,
in the image of himself.
Uh-huh.
That alone should let you know that darkness is not a place you need to live in. Because the very first day that he was creating this earth, he said, let there be
light.
Come on here.
Click. All right. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now, did he say in some of your ways?
All.
He said all your way. To keep you even when you're angry.
Come on.
To keep you when you're ready to snap your children's neck.
Come on.
To keep you when you're ready to cuss somebody out at work.
Come on.
All of that. He can keep you in all of that.
Keep you.
They shall bear you up in their hands and test that you don't even dash your foot against the rock. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. Now, if you didn't know it, if I didn't know what adder was, so guess what Miss Sharon had to do?
Look it up.
Yes, it's a snake.
Uh-huh.
A lion and a snake. Now, I don't know about y'all, but the devil, two things that people call him are a lion to seek and devour, or a snake.
Yeah.
All right? So this says, you shall tread upon the lion and adder. Mm-hmm. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample under your feet. So the problem is, we don't know that we have power. This is why your eyes are wide shut right now.
Come on.
This is why you're worried about a bill. I know your eyes are wide shut.
Come on.
You're worried about your car payment. I know your eyes are wide shut.
Come on.
You're worried about gas prices. I know.
Come on.
Your eyes are wide shut. But this particular Psalms should cut the light on for you.
Amen.
Because God is telling us, if we dwell and abide in him.
Yes.
See, here's the problem. We don't pick up our Bible.
Say it.
My God.
Reading people are ruling people. If you don't read, you can't rule.
That's right.
When that devil come, you don't know what to say.
Come on.
When the devil come, you don't know what to do. Reading people are ruling people. All right. Because he has set his love upon me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. This is God's promise. This is what he's going to do for you. Because now you're saying, I know Jesus. I'm coming to church. I'm paying my tithes.
Come on.
I'm talking about Jesus to other people.
Come on.
If you don't have a purpose, let me help you out. How about follow Jesus and then help others follow him too?
There you go.
Click. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. If you don't hear from the Lord, then that means you're not dwelling and abiding in him.
Come on now.
If you want to answer, he already told us what to do in Psalms 91:1. Dwell and abide in me.
Come on.
He also said, I will be with you in trouble.
Yes.
Now, have y'all ever had some friends? Y'all remember in school? Your friends puff you up. They be like, yeah, we going to get them at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
We going to get them at 3 o'clock.
Come on.
And you out there at 3 o'clock, and your opponent's out there at 3 o'clock, but your homies, You still looking? Wait, but wait. Just wait. I'm ready, but just wait. Come and on. Your homies don't ever show up. I'm trying to tell you, if you want somebody you can rely on, if you want somebody you can always count on, if you want somebody that will come in your time of trouble, you need to abide and dwell in Jesus.
Come on now.
He also said, I will deliver him and honor him. There's nothing more peaceful and loving than God honoring your wishes. He hearing you when you call. He answering your prayers.
Yeah.
He got your husband sitting in church.
Hey, come on now.
He got him confessing that I should have been here.
Come
Y'all
on.
Don't hear me.
Come on
Y'all
now.
Don't hear me.
Say it.
Let me tell you something about God. I'm saying we sitting in Golden Corral, for those of y'all that don't know how we got to be Yeehawda Ministries. We was in Golden Corral, and there was three gentlemen sitting to our right, and they were praying because they were getting ready to leave. And Mr. Withers was like, I was like, baby, what's wrong with you? What's going on? He was like, listen. Then we heard the bishop. Then the whole table started listening. Then all of us was in prayer with the bishop, who didn't know us at all.
Come
and
on.
When he finished praying and said amen, our whole table said amen.
Amen.
We all up in his Kool-Aid.
Come on.
So look. LaVar, you're shaking her head. She's like, that's exactly how it happened. Bishop getting ready to leave. Sean, which is my sister's son, graduated, had on his blue cap and gown graduation. And Bishop was getting ready to walk past him, but then he stopped and he said, young man, it looks like you graduated today. You mind if I share some words with you? Sean, listen, let me tell you, when you got an anointed bishop in your presence, it's when God can speak through him. And he don't know you.
Come on,
he actually talked to Sean, and I know I didn't know that Sean wanted a business. And he done told us about a whole business he was thinking about for the veterans and homeless people. Everybody was like, Then he goes around the table, and then he gets to Miss Sharon. Now I want to set this up for you. Miss Sharon had on her little sundress. You know, she had her hair about like it is today. And that's how I was looking at the table. It was a nice, hot, sunny day. Had my husband sitting right beside me. Bishop looks me in my face, and he says, sis, can I tell you something? I'm going, oh, Lord. You done went around the whole table. You done went around the whole table, Jason. I said, oh, Lord. He said, you at a crossroads. He said, and God is just waiting on you to make a choice.
My God.
Hallelujah.
And then you and your husband, y'all wasn't even supposed to be together. Everybody was praying against your marriage.
Ooh, Jesus.
My God.
He said, what you looking at ain't supposed to be. He said, and the very people that are talking against your marriage are going to be the people you are going to counsel.
Ha! Glory to God.
Bishop didn't know nothing about me being a life coach, y'all. He didn't know nothing about anything. Everything he said hit me to the core. And that's when I said, I got to get under some leadership that is hearing from God. Now, if you've been under leadership that you know ain't hearing from God, matter of fact, you come in a service and you leave the same way going out,
come on,
I'm going to need you to reconsider your dwelling place.
Woo!
I'm going to need you to just think about it. If you're not changed, if you're not doing anything any different than what you've been doing after you leave wherever you've been going,
come on now.
And that's church, that's the club.
Yeah.
That's your friend's house.
Come on.
That's anywhere you've been dwelling.
Say it.
I want you to reconsider who you've been dwelling with. Mm. Click. Now the last one says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can get salvation today.
Yes.
If you are in a relationship or want one, it is not going to work if you don't have God in your life and you abide in his word. I'm a living testimony to what God can do in a marriage. I'm a living testimony when you are going through divorce and how you think ain't nobody else gonna want you because you got kids. I'm talking to somebody.
Come on now.
You think it's over. It ain't over.
It ain't over.
But you don't know it ain't over because you're still in the dark. Your eyes are wide shut.
Mm.
I'm here to tell you that this thing called the Bible, if it ain't on your shelf, get it. And if it's on your shelf, wipe it off and get it off the shelf.
Come on.
Open that Bible up.
Come on.
Or look it up in your cell phone.
Come on.
You got a cell phone? I'm depressed. Boop. What's the scripture? It'll tell you the scripture for depression.
Come on now.
If you lonely, look.
It'll tell you.
Loneliness. What's the scripture? It'll tell you the scripture.
Come on now.
It's got answers for everything you're going through. But if you don't take the opportunity, notice that God is telling you, you have to abide in him. He's not going to make you. There is a choice that you need to make today. Not tomorrow, today. Make that choice today. Get your lights cut on and hear the click. Thank you so much.
Amen.